I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Manipur, India, over 2,500 homes of tribal Christians are now just ashes. Meitei Hindus began attacking tribal Christians 2 weeks ago in a horrific campaign. But is it ethnic cleansing or a religious cleansing? A ministry worker with A3, formerly Asian Access, says,
"Personally, I feel it's both. So it's part of ethnic cleansing, but also it's part of the Hindu fanatics propagating their religious views, because Christians are considered to be one of the greatest enemies, and they will try to destroy the strongholds of Christianity. If it's ethnic cleansing only, why do they have to burn 121 churches? To me, I think it's more like two sides of the same coin."
Pray safety and wisdom for both tribal and Meitei Christians. And emergencies in other parts of the world may have pushed Iran out of the spotlight for now, but
we need to be careful not to imagine everything's okay now for the young people or the Christians in this part of the world.
International Media Ministries President Denise Godwin says,
"There is a wrestling on earth as well as in the powers and the principalities of the air right now. It's so important to be praying. Pray for these lies and the powers of darkness to be broken."
Over 10 people are executed each week in Iran, according to the United Nations. Iran's regime is trying to suppress the biggest challenge to its authority in decades. Young people throughout the nation are pushing back against Islamic doctrine. Ask God to encourage believers in Iran and surround them with His peace. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.